This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry it's come to this, but on March 1st, 2019, is today the final Alex Jones show ever?
The following broadcast contains only future possibilities and is in no way at this time true.
Well, the day has come. We've had a long run against the globalists, but the enemy at this level has been successful. This is InfoWars' last broadcast. The internet kill switch is now being put into place. We are witnessing the true Mark of the Beast scenario unfold. But the fact is humanity is awakening, and the fact that the globalists can shut down key leaders is not a symbol of their victory. It's a symbol of their defeat. And so now it's up to you to decide the future course of humanity. For myself, the InfoWars crew, I salute you and I thank you. We'll carry on the fight in the non-cyber world. God bless.
Months later.
This is USA.
And pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay.
Just saw a glimpse into a world without InfoWars. Now, for the radio audience that couldn't watch that special censored video that we just aired here. You can go to Infowars.com and watch it for yourself in its entirety. The headline, verboten, Alex Jones, final broadcast. Alex Jones joins us on the other side of this break.
You know, the worst part about getting old and I'm still strong at 45 is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your words going forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and the longer the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision. I don't think it's a bad thing, but it is a compulsion. Instead of just stating my basic theory or idea or postulation or report, I go into historical minutiae and begin to try to build a gestalt that defines the vision that I have. But when I tell you this, just right up front and quick and dirty, if you go down this rabbit trail, if you research yourself, you'll find what I found and a lot more, and it will make your head spin. It's known that England was the dominant empire in the world for the last 200 years, probably 250. And they were very threatened by the Austro-Hungarian Empire, that was what we know as Germany and Austria and a few other countries today. Because the technological development, not just of music, not just psychology, but engineering and chemistry, and it was before the British Empire was worried about the American experiment, people having freedom, and we had a lot of industry as well. But the Germans, the British had full page ads, full page articles. It was all over their news. The German problem is what it was called. Because they weren't trying to dominate with troops and navies, all these countries. They were dominating with advanced technology. And if you look at Pratt House, 1922, Council on Foreign Relations, set up by the Office of Strategic Services, which then became the CIA in 1947. The CIA is a British brainchild, not taking over the U.S., but basically transferring the baton from the British Empire to the United States. In a deal that Winston Churchill, before he was ever even prime minister, combined. Because he was half American, half Brit. Which meant all Brit, but it doesn't really matter, does it? So, that was the ethos of that system. But then the Nazis, the 30-plus thousand that were brought here, the 10,000 that were brought to Russia, they had all of the advanced technology, jet airplanes, atomic weapons, it all came out of Germany. Everything we had in the Manhattan Project was smuggled out and built out in Nevada and New Mexico. That's on record, by the way. None of this is like conspiracy. This is all public. The U.S. and England mainly was sending SAS suicide squads. You think about special forces. In the military, that just means your IQ is above 70 now. And you've got more elite groups that are actually special forces. Nothing is seen by the military. They sent in British teams, famously, that blew up underground mountain bunkers and blew up ships that were carrying heavy water for reactors. And most people died. But these were suicide missions. So true classic British daring to do that so that Hitler didn't get atomic weapons before the United States. And the Manhattan Project, you know, coming to fruition. But here's what I want to get to here. I want to say it up front, which is now the end. And it's this. We think about how the Democrats, when Hillary lost, were able to keep control of most of the government and have stay behind embedded networks that fought against the president and fought against the country restoring its sovereignty out of global government to our own country. And that was just a loose-knit group of con artists and scammers that got in control of the government who thought they owned the nation. And we still, 2 years later, haven't dug them all out. Imagine the Nazis. Endless energy, full of themselves, narcissism to the 10th power. I mean, that was their ethos, was just, we're being shot up, we're being stabbed, we're being starved, we're happy, we're ready to fight to death. I mean, the joy of battle. And they've got the science, they've got the technology, they've got it all, but they got set up because a more dark force above it was playing the UK off against Germany in that original battle. And several top British historians, Milner and others, 20 years before the rise of the Nazis, detailed the whole plan in a memoir. That's right. You get next year's news today, but I can only give you next year's news today because I'm studying this from the outside. The globalists can give you the news of 50 years from now, 20 years from now today, but they don't give it to you. They give you football games and soccer games and Boulder Dash and poppycock, but I digress. Imagine how stay-behind networks, just the Democratic Party, have wreaked havoc and blocked American recovery. They may have already crashed it. And then imagine the Germans with the stolen loot of Europe and all of it invested in Argentina and U.S. banks through Prescott Bush. It's all on record. Imagine when they interfaced with our military, when they had agents inside the U.S. military as well. And they said, hey, we're not the communists. We're not betraying America. Work with us. We've got billions of dollars. We've got the secret weapons. But we'll all take cyanide pills sewn into our shirts. And some did. If you don't parlay, we'll give you all of it, but you've got to work with us. You know, Wernher von Braun, you can look this up. In the 30s, developed the idea of the space shuttle, drew the diagrams, had the engineers work it out. Germany had the theoretics, but it could never get to that point. It had V-6 and V-1 rockets that bombed London, everybody, the first cruise missiles that would fly into a quarter-mile, you know, designated target. But the Nazis, their big thing was social engineering and soft-kill weapons, where you get hit by a weapon, you get hit by technology, and you don't know it. It kills you slowly. But they were able to infiltrate our government. So the British set up the OSS, became the CIA. The CIA was kind of that American, British Empire, kissing cousins thing, as Churchill called it. And, of course, it had power and control and became, you know, evil right away. But NASA, from Wernher von Braun to Goddard, Space Center, all of it, was a breakaway civilization, advanced technology combine meant to be separate from the CIA and compete with it. And I just thought that I would mention that so that folks understand the real score here. The West is so open and so loving under our Christian ethos that we let people like Alexandria Cortez in, who is preaching pure cancer. There are a lot of great, beautiful brown women that love freedom that can be elected to Congress. I don't care what color she is. It's what's in her head. And all of this is cancer. We don't have to put up with inferior ideas and inferior systems. We also don't have to have a weird model from 80 years ago of British intelligence, knowing they were losing control, wanting to merge with the U.S., or the whole German Ubermenschen Superman plan taking over as well. That's why Eisenhower warned about the technocrats and the psychological elite and the university elite in control of the military-industrial complex. In the full speech, he talks about the scientific elite in control of that, taking control of the brain trust, compartmentalizing, breaking off a new civilization, using national security to separate us from what's really going on, so that new ruling class would develop advanced technologies and literally, under reservation systems, be in control of us, almost like they were an alien force for another planet. And that's really the end game, isn't it? So I thought I'd air this here today. I'll let Jordan take over right now. But it's not that we're Nazi-run. It's not that we're British intelligence-run. The ghost of the Nazis, the essence, the ghost of British intelligence, the British Empire, the ghost of people that saw the end of their systems passing it on to others that were already in charge because the American system and the free market and our Christian ethos and the fact that we were the future, well, they were like, oh, by the way, kids, here's the knowledge of evil. Now you'll be even more powerful. And we took it like we were being given a prize. It was really the Ring of Mordor. You see, just to use the Tolkien analogy, Sauron was disembodied. He didn't have access to the ring. But when the Nazis and the British Empire, who were already the same thing, that's why they were such enemies, once they got disembodied, they possessed America. And that's now what we're fighting against. That's why everything from the infanticide, the babies, to the whole nine yards is Nazi, mixed in with a bunch of weird British Empire neuroses. All right, you've been given the absolute transmission. I know you already know it's the truth. That's why they want to shut it down. Spread this link to everybody you know and defeat the globalists, none less.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Surgery. That's why I'm out extra day. Appreciate Owen doing a really, really great job. They're about to put me under. Obviously, by the time you hear this, they'll be done with surgery. But I really wanted to talk about the Joe Rogan interview because it's gone so viral. It is definitely going to eclipse my last podcast with him that was the biggest podcast in history at that time. That is Elon Musk was bigger than that and broke my number one podcast with Joe. But this one should be able to eclipse that as well. So this is very, very exciting that people are interested in this information. Now, the media is kind of spinning when I said that Alex Jones believes there's a, quote, alien base in San Francisco. What I'm telling you is the globalists taking large dosages of psychedelic drugs are having group events where hundreds of people in some cases, dozens, 40 plus in the case of Mancow, not once, but twice. So private groups are going out and doing this and having the same experiences. Government's doing it. And you go back to the Aztecs and all these groups, that's why they were doing mass sacrifices. It's in their writings. The gods were demanding it to open up these portals on the drugs and to get these particular entities to come through who aren't just like elves, but to get like what looks like giant dragons, huge demons, cyclopses, huge insectoid creatures. This is what they're all reporting in every culture. And so I'm not the one saying all this is real. I'm telling you, our elites, just like the Aztecs built pyramids and took drugs and did mass sacrifices to contact these entities, or just like the Babylonians did it, or just like the Druids did it at these sacred sites, it's like chumming the water to make sharks come. Every culture sacrificed men, women, and children because the gods demanded it. And they would do it at sites so that interdimensionally, then the creatures, they believe, would start hanging around those sites, kind of like feeding sharks in the Caribbean. There are places you can go where they hand feed tiger sharks every day. And 10 to 12 foot long giant tiger sharks come up, man eaters. You can look at these videos on YouTube. Type in divers feeding, doctors feeding tiger sharks. Divers feeding tiger sharks, and they're feeding them. And the tiger sharks are showing up the same place because you might have to look for years every time a tiger shark. But if you can ever find them and start feeding them in a spot, just a few times, they'll start hanging around. So it's big business in the Caribbean and other areas to feed sharks. I've actually gone and done it, not on that size. I went and fed some black tips a long time ago. The point is, those sacred sites are where they feed the sharks, where they kill the children. And the Aztecs would kill 10,000 a day at certain holidays. And the high priest would be doing it because the gods demanded that it be done. They would then take the drugs, open up the dimensional gate in the mind with ayahuasca, DMT, things like that. The high priest would also torture themselves to also increase the pain. I wanted to put out this message because I want to clarify. There are animal-human clones. That's not admitted. I was sitting there on the show with Joe Rogan talking about, he was pulling up the major marshals, he couldn't believe it. I talked about how the government gave people syphilis, didn't just let them die of it under a ski experiment and others. Joe didn't believe it, looked it up, Scientific American admitted it. What I'm telling you is almost all of this is admitted. Google's building a giant AI panopticon system that spies everybody in real time and feeds data back to supercomputers. And all of that's being done for control. So what I'm saying is we're not in Kansas anymore. And so in every culture, this has been done. It's been done over and over again. And now it's being done at a scientific level. And the governments and the institutions believe they are getting advanced off-world or interdimensional technology from these beings. And this is a speculation. This is going on. And when they have animal-human hybrids, and they do all this genetic engineering, that's creating new species that are alien to this planet as well. So aliens are real is what I'm saying. It's not the pop culture alien of little flying saucers and stuff. It's interdimensional, and the globalists are obsessed with it. And it goes back to conjuring demons, you know, about the European tradition, where you sacrifice a kid, and then a portal opens up, and a little demon pops up that looks like an elf. Go to the old black magic text, all of it. It's the same. It's in Chinese culture. It's in Japanese culture. It's in all the ancient African legends. This is done everywhere. And most cultures would not do what the entity said, start doing the sacrifice. But if you did start doing it, they would start giving you technology. And they basically always had the same upper culture set up, where it was all basically human sacrifice, war, control, death, with a priesthood class above everybody. And so that's what's being set up, what's being established again here on Earth in this satanic system that is superimposed over our planet and carrying out a larger master plan. And it fits into the entire biblical cosmology of the fallen angel of the Earth, who's got a whole host of minions that you carry out as evil actions, and they come to kill, steal, and destroy. All right, back to Owen Schroyer and the live broadcast. I want to thank you all for your support. A lot of good things are happening. Humanity's really starting to wake up, but the censors are coming out of the closet, really showing their hands, so now's the time to spread the word more than ever. Again, God bless you all, but we are fighting a spiritual fight. Jesus Christ is real. The Bible is real. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, pretty epic stuff there from Alex Jones. You may be hearing from him again before the end of the broadcast. I will be taking over for now, though. Justin Fall from Fourth Watch Films is going to join me at 1 o'clock. He may want to talk about some of the stuff Alex was just talking about, but he really wanted to come on to address something Joe Rogan said he didn't believe that Alex was talking about on the Joe Rogan Experience that he's actually done a documentary on with Fourth Watch Films. So other than that, though, we're going to have plenty of time to cover news, maybe even take some of your calls here on the Alex Jones Show. But before we go to break here in 90 seconds, I have to remind you that we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes everything we do here possible. You already know that. The specials that we have going on right now, 50% off bodies, the ultimate turmeric inflammatory support. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And has an average of a 4.9 star review. 98% of the reviews are 5 star. We also have 50% off Alpha Power right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Go ahead and read all the reviews on that to find out if Alpha Power is for you. We also have 40% off the brand new InfoWars Live protein bars when you buy 2 or more boxes. So buy 2 or more boxes of the InfoWars Life protein bar and get 40% off, 33% off Turbo Force right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off storable foods, insurance you can eat. There's year supplies, a couple months supplies, week supplies, whatever you feel that is necessary. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, just check out the whole store. We have household items like toothpaste, toothbrushes, shampoo, body wash, all kinds of survival gear, hats, t-shirts. The InfoWars store is huge, folks. If you haven't been there yet, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out for yourself. You're going to find something you like. You're going to find something you want. And you're going to find something you need. And when you support us at InfoWarsStore.com today, you guarantee that InfoWars will be on the air tomorrow. We'll be right back.
My leaps and my bounds. the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer when it comes to easy to use, packaged, mixed in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours. So take a half pack the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Yesterday was the day, the anniversary, if you will. I don't know, what do you call the day when someone died? It's not the anniversary. But yesterday was, for lack of a better word, the anniversary of Paul Harvey's death. We'll be playing a short video in homage to him before the end of the broadcast. But today, March 1st, marks the anniversary of Andrew Breitbart's passing on March 1st, 2012. Remember how that old saying goes, strike me down now and I shall become more powerful than you ever imagined? Well, now the name Breitbart in news is more popular and more powerful probably than Andrew Breitbart ever was. Unfortunately, I think if Andrew Breitbart were still with us today, Breitbart.com would be a lot more hardcore. That's not to say I don't like the work they do at Breitbart, but let's just give you an example as to what I'm talking about. And actually, guys, just whenever you get those old Breitbart tweets, you can just bring them in here. Here's an Andrew Breitbart tweet from February 4th, 2011. How Prague guru John Podesta isn't household name as world-class underage sex slave op cover-upper defending unspeakable dregs escapes me. How about that? That wasn't all Andrew Breitbart had to say about John Podesta. Here's a classic clip of a journalist asking Breitbart for comment when he had a few choice words for John Podesta.
This is a concerted effort. This is a concerted effort. Politics of personal destruction. F*** you, John Podesta.
All right, well, you see where I'm coming from.
Okay. Yeah.
When I fuck, that's because I'm interested in this ongoing whatever the hell they're doing.
What's in your closet, John Podesta? Big Podesta? Big Soros? Do you want us to play these games? Because we're playing to win.
Boy, we wish we had Breitbart around today. There he is, Big Podesta. Big Skippy. Big Soros. Big art collection. Andrew Breitbart tweet before death adds fuel to online speculation of DC sex trafficking ring. Yeah. Let's go to some other classic Andrew Breitbart tweets. Put up or shut up, Podesta. I'll give $1 million to Think Progress if you can prove Andrew Breitbart believes Osama bin Laden is not dead. I believe he's dead. So that was Podesta making up lies about Breitbart. Why is Johnny Wad Podesta so under scrutinized for his puppet master role in so many progressive shenanigans? Sherrod Discovery will be chock full of discovery interrogations on how Media Matters and MSNBC, Team Podesta, and Obama White House coordinated. Oh, so the Democrats were coordinating with the media even back then. These are all from 2011 from Andrew Breitbart. I'll admit that I inspired the Oslo killer, Eric Bollert, if you admit you gargle with John Podesta's DNA. What does that mean? Well, use your imagination if you'd like. Team Podesta cowards, none of my core detractors have guts to debate. All devote day attacking, yet say live public exchange beneath them. And that still goes on to this day. That still goes on to this day. Say what you want about Eric Bollert, but the guy enjoys himself a good human bloodbath. Where did you find this guy, Podesta? My goodness. Andrew Breitbart, ladies and gentlemen. Leader of progressive movement John Podesta believes President Obama is holding back top secret info on little green men from outer space. Podesta was a Hillary supporter back when Obama upset her for the Democrat nomination in 2008. I read John Podesta blogger Eric Bollert, Oslo killer read Breitbart blogger Atlas Shrugs, John Podesta clearly to blame for carnage. All right, so now we're just going to this Eric Bollert story that I don't even want to get in the background of. If John Podesta doesn't fire Eric Bollert for his mocking attack on reporter, Media Matters may lose its gold standard for media criticism status. Let's go on here. Let's look for something that isn't about... I don't even know what this Eric Bollert story is. This is from 2011. This is before I was even involved in politics. I couldn't tell you who Breitbart, Podesta, or Soros was. You get what you paid for, John Podesta and George Soros. It can't be Eric Bollert wasn't his spectacularly awful senior fellow. Hashtag Wienergate. Wow. Wienergate. Back in 2011. That's Anthony Weiner, husband of Huma Abedin, top aide to Hillary Clinton, busted for sexting minors and beyond. but that's what he got busted for. So then he says Podesta must have told him to lay low. So I guess Wienergate, I guess Anthony Weiner maybe was involved in some of these shenanigans before. Podesta had to say, hey, slow it down there, big boy. Oops. But then he got caught years later, and Breitbart predicted it all. So I'm just looking at some of this stuff. To be lectured by Team John Podesta on conspiracy theories is rich. John Podesta writes forward for new UFO book. Are these the UFOs that Alex was talking about in the last segment? What is Podesta's obsession with aliens? And it goes on. He continues to talk about this on Twitter. So these are just some of the things that Andrew Breitbart tweeted out in 2011 before his death on March 1st of 2012. Early on, did John Podesta imagine his baby, Media Matters for America, would be covering up for underage sex slave operations and hate crimes against blacks? Boy, Andrew Breitbart didn't like John Podesta, did he? I mean, really didn't like him. What was the word he used in the clip? Here's another one from Andrew Breitbart. How much longer until they kill me, quote, heart attack, or quote, car accident, or frame me for a crime? Read while you can. Oh, wow. I can't see the date because of the bug, guys. What was that was a week? That was 3 days before he died of a heart attack. So. May Andrew Breitbart rest in peace. And if it wasn't for Andrew Breitbart, we wouldn't have James O'Keefe, who tweeted this out today. A week before he died, he told me, people are going to say whatever and try to claim whatever to try and take us out. They have an irrational fear of us. They want us on a leash. We're not going to be on a leash. They want us to dance. We're not going to dance with them. Amen. From James O'Keefe today. I kind of want to just give a moment of silence right now to Andrew Breitbart, who predicted that they would kill him and say it was a heart attack 3 days before he died. You come after their source, ladies and gentlemen. You go after their source of the children, they heart attack you. What am I looking at here, guys? From email from John Podesta. I'm definitely for making an example of a suspected leaker, whether or not we have any real basis for it. Hashtag Seth Rich. You know, I remember I had a lawyer on about a year after Seth Rich died. And this is a liberal attorney who was a Bernie supporter who saw the shenanigans of the Bernie campaign and then the Clinton campaign and then sued Bernie Sanders and the DNC, and then their friends died that were part of that lawsuit. And she came on air in tears because it all hit her, folks. It's all real. It's really corrupt.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay
Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To get to today and some video clips and stuff, but you know, I gotta be honest, I did not expect to get so emotional or grounded talking about Andrew Breitbart, and it just kind of hit me when I saw that tweet where he predicted his own murder. Oh, I'm sorry, death. And today is the commemoration of his death. That's the word I was looking for. And so I really actually want to have an open line Friday and just hear from fellow Americans today, because we tend to forget when we get wrapped up in all of this, the human element, and then also how real it is. But let me just draw back for a second and try to really shed light on the dark crevices of the establishment. Here was the tweet I was talking about from 3 days before he died. I mean, literally 48 hours before he died, Andrew Breitbart said, "How much longer until they kill me, quote, heart attack, or frame me for a crime? Read me while you can." He died 48 hours later of a heart attack. Michael Hastings died a few years later from a car accident. They took his car over. They killed him. Anybody who's ever had a close friend or family member that gets addicted to meth or heroin or something sees what that does to an individual. And so what ends up happening, and this is a friend of mine, I can tell a story, but it's pretty common occurrence as we're looking at pictures of the Ed Buck, well, we shouldn't say victims, but the men that died in Ed Buck's sex dungeon that are now suing him. I don't even know what we're looking at here. It's like kids in his dungeon now, too. It's all messed up. But someone like Ed Buck is not an isolated incident. But guys, just don't distract me with images right now because I need to stay focused here. If you've ever had a friend or family member that gets addicted to heroin, you see how they degenerate real quickly. Specifically when it comes to the need for the drug, the need for heroin. And so what ends up happening is they get real desperate to get their drug fixed, to get their heroin hit. And so what you'll see is the common occurrence is they start robbing people. They start robbing family members. They'll start going through neighbor's mail, looking for cash, looking for anything. They'll even start going through dumpsters, going through random purses. They basically go into essentially a life of just low-level degeneracy, petty crime in an act of desperation to do anything and everything they can to get their fix, to get their hit. They'll sell their blood. They'll sell their semen. I mean, that's where this goes. Now, why am I telling you this? The reason why the Democrats, and I use the phrase Democrat, but that's just modern parlance for the current times. It's really beyond that. I mean, Republicans are just as much involved, perhaps, in the history of this. It's all just an establishment, deep state, Illuminati, secret societies, whatever you want to call it, Satanists. It's the same thing throughout time. The reason why they want the open borders, the reason why they want abortion, the reason why they want to let babies die is because these are cults. Again, this is ancient stuff that use children's blood and other biochemical aspects of babies that you cannot get anywhere else, like adrenochrome. And so what happens is these people get addicted to baby's blood, literally. Okay? And so that's why Laura Silsby gets caught at the border with all these children. That's why they want the open borders. That's why they want to let the infant die on the operating table so that they can harvest its organs and its blood. Now, the average person has no idea what I'm talking about. Even the average person at Planned Parenthood thinks this is all insane. All rivers flow somewhere. The water flows downstream and eventually gets to its final destination. At the final destination for human trafficking, at the final destination for children being kidnapped, at the final destination for these aborted babies, at the final destination for their tissue, for their blood, for all that harvesting, it's at these Satan cults. It's at these cults that drink the blood of the youth to stay vitalized. The elites have been doing this for centuries, if not longer. It still goes on to this day. So, just like a heroin addict freaks out and starts panicking and acting desperate when it can't get its heroin fix, the same people that are addicted to the blood and to the adrenochrome and to everything else that they get from this organ harvesting, child harvesting, and all of this stuff that goes on, That's why you see this panic, folks. People sit here and they turn their head. They can't understand. Why is all of this going on? Why are things so out of control? Why do we see this panic? This seems like common sense. Have a border. This seems like common sense. Don't let a baby die. Well, yeah, it seems like common sense to you. You're not addicted to adrenochrome. You're not addicted to the idea that you're extending your life, that you're adding to your vitality and essence through harvesting other people's and other people's organs and blood. This is why they want InfoWars off the air. And honestly, this is why conservatives are afraid of InfoWars. Because they hear this, they don't want to be associated with it. Oh, we have human sacrificing and adrenochrome and blood harvesting and Satan rituals. We want nothing to do with that. Well, you know what, cowards? What do you think they do behind closed doors at a spirit cooking? What do you think they're doing at Bohemian Grove with the people that have been going there for decades? You think that they're just doing a big mass drug hallucinization when they think they're talking to entities? Oh, it gets darker than that, folks. And they show you it. They show you it when they have the John Podesta, Tony Podesta art collection featuring Jeffrey Dahmer bent up corpses, featuring young children appearing to give a blowjob to an adult, featuring quote-unquote art at these spirit cookings where they literally rub blood and semen on the wall and on each other, where they have art, quote-unquote, of people laying in a bathtub of blood. Now, is that art to you? No, because you're not in a Satan cult. Now, do you remember when all of this first started to break out of the WikiLeaks and people started to first look into this stuff? What's a pizza-related map? What's a spirit cooking? It's amazing how after all that, here we are here today as if it never even happened. All the symbolism, all the connections. But I'm sure it was just a coincidence. And I'm sure it's just a fun thing that John Podesta likes to do, putting the number 14 on his hand with the fish. No cultism there. No ritualism there. No. Nothing to see here, folks. Andrew Breitbart was crazy when he alleged that John Podesta was a child sex cover-up operator. John Podesta, John Skippy Podesta, he had nothing to do with the death of Seth Rich, and he had nothing to do with the death of Andrew Breitbart. So let's just make sure we have that on record. John Podesta, Andrew Breitbart, Seth Rich, no connection.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.